The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, Ireland's three biggest supermarket chains, Dunnes, Tesco and Supervalue, already operate their own delivery services. Fees range from €4 to €8, and delivery slots often need to be booked further in advance. Deliveroo has even weighed in and recently announced a new feature allowing customers to order from up to three shops at once while paying a single delivery fee, mainly working with smaller convenience retailers such as Spar and Centra. So despite all of these options, Irish consumers are still pretty slow to get on board. Why is this? Well, our reporter, Megan O'Halloran, has been finding out. Megan.
Yeah, that's right, Shane. I spoke to consumer journalist with the Irish Times, Conor Pope, who made the point that Irish consumers really moved into that space during the pandemic, but very quickly they shunned it in favour of the in-person grocery experience. So what's really interesting is it's not only Irish consumers that were slow on that uptake, but retailers also, with one of our three main retailers, Dunnes Stores, only joining the online grocery space in 2021.
I think one of the interesting things about online grocery shopping in Ireland is how slow it has grown. I mean, if you take the development of online retailing in clothes and books and music and all of these other areas, the shift from bricks and mortar shops to online has been absolutely enormous. Everybody buys clothes online. Everyone buys presents and books and all sorts of things online. When it comes to groceries, the take-up has been really slow, and not just amongst consumers. So in the first instance, I think Tesco and Supervalue started offering groceries online, and the growth was incredibly slow. And the other big retailer in that space, Dunnes Stores, turned its back effectively on online retailing for many, many years. And then when COVID happened, there was a huge shift, obviously, to online, because people didn't want to go into shops, or people were afraid, and or they couldn't travel to the supermarkets. And you kind of thought, well, maybe that's going to change how we shop. And it hasn't. Because if you look at kind of all the stats, they would suggest that only around 1 in 10 Irish consumers regularly buy their groceries online. It remembers what you bought last time, for instance. So if you have an account, so you can just go, you can have repeat orders and you can buy the same things every week or every 2 weeks. It also is much easier to stick to lists if you're shopping online. It's much easier to see exactly how much you're spending as you go through the process. So you know that, okay, I only have 100 quid to spend, or I only have 200 quid to spend, and I've reached that limit now, so I will just hit click and go to the checkout or whatever it might be. But even though all of these positive advantages are there, an awful lot of people still don't buy into it.
Okay, only 1 in 10 consumers shopping online, Megan.
Yeah, it's very low, isn't it? And considering the convenience of it, considering how we all love to clothes shop online, for example, I was really surprised. But I wanted to put it to the test myself. So I headed out onto the streets of Dublin and I asked people, do they use online for grocery shopping? And if not, what's their drawback for that?
Yeah, I have, but I actually prefer going to the shop. It's just the dates that they give you aren't the best. Yeah. No, I like getting out of the house. I go to Dunnes, but I actually prefer Tesco.
I never do, love. I just don't understand it, and I'd rather go in and get what I want. The more you go in, the more you see what you need and all. Do you know what I mean? But online, I don't think I know what I want. Just fill the trolley up with all tea bag, sugar.
Yeah, I never do my online groceries, to be honest. I always go to the shop directly. It gives me an idea for meals compared to online shopping, I think.
I definitely shop online. We live in the United States, obviously. I love to do a grocery pickup. But I have used a delivery service in situations where I'm waiting on a delivery or someone working on the house, or even when we're sick. So I've used both. Yes, I do like it for most things. I prefer to pick out my own produce and my own meats. But just for general pantry products, I love it. Absolutely love it.
So you can really see there the difference in attitudes to online. The American tourist I spoke to, very in favour, uses it very often. But people here, they just like to go in, they like to browse and sort of feel in control, I suppose, of the products that they're picking out. But Shane, what do you do? Do you
online? I've tried it. I'm not mad about it. I just kind of feel like I'm going down a rabbit hole. I've I just a bit like that woman you spoke to. I kind of prefer to look and see myself and feel the stuff that I'm buying.
The one thing, do you make a list when you go in, or are you kind
of? Oh, I'm a big list person.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I don't, and I'm very much so a victim of. I go in for one thing, I see all the deals in front of me.
Dangerous.
It's dangerous.
Men need lists. They also need their partners to be on their phone. Like, I always warn them out, like, do not put your phone on silent while I'm down the supermarket. I will ring you. I will need help.
You just need confirmation. You can't come home with the wrong thing, Shane.
No, there's a brilliant online meme of a woman realising she's put her phone on silent while her husband was down the supermarket and, like, just 25 missed calls and she's panicking.
For people who need lists, though, surely online's a bit easier, Shane, because it limits you to your list.
But
you know what I mean?
The
browsing is for me the problem when I go in and start putting things. I went to Tesco yesterday to buy my milk and I bought a pleather jacket. Do you know what I mean? Like, that was a total mistake.
It's the panic buying nearly in the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. Who else have you been speaking to?
So I spoke to Damien O'Reilly as well, a lecturer in retail management at TUD, and he pointed out the difference in the structure of grocery stores here in comparison to, we'll say, on the continent or in the US, which may contribute to this.
We have a retail planning guidelines which restricts the size of big supermarkets. Yeah. So it's not like the UK or on the continent or in the States where you have big Walmarts and big Carrefours and big Tescos. Mm-hmm. We can't have those here because of the restrictions on the size. So that means that we have smaller stores. So it's more convenience shopping here. So it's easier to get to a store than it is in maybe the UK or on the continent. So, you know, that's one of the reasons is that we have, in every town, we've got, you know, everyone's got a Tesco, a Super Value, a Lidl and an Aldi probably, and maybe a Dunnes Stores as well. So they're in every town, so it's easier to get to and it's easier to shop. Yeah, unfortunately, from what I gather from talking to the retailers, is that none of them are actually making any significant money from the retail, from the online retail, because of the cost. And if you imagine you get your product delivered to the house, so somebody's picked and packed that in the supermarket, you've got a truck then that delivers it and the cost associated with that and the driver as well. In about another 10, 12 years, it will probably level out at probably around 15% to 20% of the market. The best customers are those who actually do buy online, because they tend to do their shopping in the store, their top-up shopping in store, as well as doing the online. Now, there's also in the market at the moment, there's the ultra convenience, the likes of Push from Tesco, for example, which will have your product delivered within 40 to 45 minutes. So that's becoming a significant part of the market. The best way to do it is to shop with probably with Dunnes Stores, who are giving 20 off 100 or, you know, 10 off 50, which is a significant discount off an online purchase.
Okay, good advice there from Damien O'Reilly, lecturer in retail management at TUD.
Yeah, and lastly, just to say where we're kind of maybe going the next few years, Vior, Damien mentioned as a possibility. Would you use VR to go grocery shopping?
Virtual reality?
Yeah, the headset. So you'd be sitting on your sofa with the VR headset on and you'd be essentially walking through the aisle of Tesco.
Oh, this is freakish stuff.
It's really strange.
Could it happen?
He thinks so.
You know, I think in the future is that, you know, we will have the likes of VR, probably not for another 10 to 12 years. But once VR hits the scene and I can actually sit down in my own living room and actually put on my VR, whatever type of headset it is, and wander down the aisle and be able to pick up whatever I want, plus whatever offers are available to me.
Wow. So that is the future. We've glimpsed the future.
I don't think I like the future anymore. It's gone. It's too much.
I like the past, particularly the 1980s.
This is too much for me.
That was Damien O'Reilly there, lecturer in retail management at TUD. Megan, thank you so much indeed for that report. Really interesting. I had lots of text coming in. John Limerick says, grocery shopping online is only useful for consumables. Fresh food is a no-no because you end up with substitutes and short sell-by dates.
Jay says, I never get what I want. And when you can't hold the product, it makes the difference. The online pictures are so small.
I'm using online shopping because I'm housebound with a broken leg. It's great in this situation, but it's much more limited than shopping in stores. Some items are not available, others not available on the day, so you don't know until delivered. One more on this, Kira.
Yeah, I have to do grocery shopping online as I can't carry stuff any longer. That's quite interesting. Maybe somebody who's older or what have you. The shoppers never follow my instructions and they pick produce with a next day best buy date. Very frustrating. Yeah, I can see how if you were not there to root at the back of the shelf yourself,
definitely,
you might not do as well.
Megan O'Hanlon reporting there.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.